Hello. Now we're getting ready to do chapters 34, 35, and 36. And chapter 34 is kind of a sad story. It's sad on a number of fronts. It's a story of Dinah, one of Leah's daughters by Jacob. And she is going out in the area around her to meet the other ladies. They've just moved into town, so to speak. And this guy named Shechem sees her and wants her and rapes her. And so he acts like he loves her. He asks his dad to go get her for him as a wife. She gets back to her family. Her brothers find out, and they don't care much about it at all. They are very mad. So dad comes and asks Jacob for her as wife, says, what kind of price do I have to pay? The offender, Shechem, says he'll pay whatever necessary. He really loves her and wants her as his wife. And so the brothers say, we're all circumcised. It's a covenant that we have, and we want you, if you're going to be part of our family, all the men have to be circumcised. And they had a pretty bad ulterior motive when they said this. So then Simeon and Levi go 3 days after everybody is circumcised, and they kill everyone in the town. They kill all the men, they take the women, they take all their possessions, they take all their animals, and they take them back. That really upsets Jacob. He says, we're going to be hated by all the people in Canaan. They're all going to band together. We're not going to be strong enough to defeat them, and they're going to come kill us. He hears from God. God says, don't worry about that. Everything will be fine. And so it kind of ends. And then in the next chapter, what happens is God tells Jacob to go back to Bethel. Remember, Bethel, or Beth-El, is the place where he saw the vision of God and the ladder going up and down and the angels ascending and descending. And he had set up the stone and anointed it with oil. And he made this thing a special place. And God says, go back there. So he goes back there. Jacob tells his family to purify themselves, put on fresh clothes, get rid of their idols, and they go back there and offer sacrifice. There God repeats for a third time his promise to Abraham. So he's told Abraham he's going to make a big nation. He's told Isaac he's going to make a big nation out of him. And now he's telling Jacob that he's going to make a big nation out of him. So when you think about Jesus referring to God, or God referring to himself as the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, now he's really done that. He's set himself up in all of these situations. He recounts the renaming of Jacob to be Israel, and so he's kind of reset that covenant. Again, we're getting ready to really start in to the rest of Israel becoming a nation. And then finally, the next chapter, 36, is one that is the genealogy of Esau. Most of these are not names that we see too many times. There's one in there, Amalek, who becomes the Amalekites. But the most important thing is you see Esau is referred to as Edom. From now on in the Old Testament, every time you see Edom, you're going to see someone who hates the Israelites, and they are always fighting with each other. They don't treat each other well. That animosity that existed between Jacob and Esau early on when they were younger may have subsided some in their older age, but it comes back to haunt them as they become two nations. So anyway, we see Esau as Edom, and we see Amalek. So anyway, I hope you enjoy the reading. Keep up with us, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow. Bye-bye.